Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Rob.
And recording is on. I don't know
Perfect.
why it turned on when I signed in.
It's automatic and saved for posterity. Everything you say can and will be held against you in the court of international opinion.
I can neither confirm nor deny any of those allegations.
I have no independent recollection of ever having joined a SIG meeting. I don't know.
And what does this say about future generations, our posterity, that they would listen to this?
They have nothing else to do. In the post-apocalyptic nightmare, our conversations will give the next generation hope. Or it'll answer a lot of their questions as to why they're living in a post-apocalyptic nightmare.
Yes, there you go. I think you hit it.
I did fail to post to the Slack channel today or yesterday that the meeting was upcoming. It kind of threw me off guard, the shift to once a month to twice a month. And so, well, I did my best to remind everybody last month. I did not. I failed to do so this week. So we'll go to 9:05 and we can work through maybe some of the example, the Moscow document. If we do get a crowd, I wanted to review the JIRA write-up that I had for the request app for pick list rendering and printing. And what that might look like on a tablet. And then give a little status update from I reached out to the product owner of the request app and asked how they want this JIRA submitted. And so I have some news from that as well.
Never. How about never?
And then I went, you know what? Maybe I'll just build it. Let's build it myself. I'll build a Stripes app, and I've already done it once. I could do this. It's kind of low hanging fruit. Build a Stripes app for the pick list report.
So, what language is Stripes in?
Stripes.
Okay.
A foreign language.
Excuse me. They're all foreign to me, but.
Let me see what I don't know what else we could pass the time with. How about that weather, huh? Didn't expect rain today.
Yeah. So you saw that I sent you a file. Although
And
I had problems with it. The first export of it had no 980.
oh.
So I redid it and it worked, but what went wrong? I have no idea.
So when you ran your 981 script, it went, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. No, it did something.
Gotcha. Morning, David. So yeah, after this we have that's at 10 o'clock, right, Rob? And then we'll
What's at
run
10
that
o'clock?
our oh no, we have it's at noon.
And I'll
Beautiful.
be meeting with Karis till noon, so
Understood.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, and I have other commitments between 10 and noon anyway. Just coordinating our day here at Spokane Public Library. Is your microphone working, not working today, David?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there we are.
I was showing up a little late and still turning on my headset for a minute, but just got out of another meeting about our ILS RFP
Oh,
and
good.
jumping right into something else. What is this? I've got more meetings.
And
Woohoo!
that meeting came back and everybody said, yes, David Folio is the best. We will go with this choice.
Dude, it's going to be hard to convince a couple of people here of that. And I mean, here's the thing. Somebody's going to have to actually like respond with to our RFP.
Oh yeah, that
And
small ask.
I don't know if they're going to do that. I mean, and we're not going to do this on our own.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Yeah, no. So
That's not a fate I'd wish on my worst enemy.
I would implement Koha on my own, but certainly not in a library our size because I question. I need to talk to some ILS people at a couple of these large metros running it. I'm really curious 2 years in how it's doing,
Or Koha.
because yeah, it's not that stable. I mean, it's in a medium sized library. It tends to require a lot of hand holding,
Oh.
but my experience is like 12 years old. I don't
Gotcha.
know,
Right.
so. But I mean, I don't think the arc. I've looked at the code. I don't think it's changed that much. And all searching, also like patrons, if you're using the native catalog of patron searching, bib searching, looking at materials for checkouts, anything that searches anything that system runs through this one Perl script, search.pl. And it's a
Gotcha.
bottleneck because it doesn't matter what resources you throw at it, Perl's just going to run as fast as Perl can
Ooh,
run. And
sure.
this is the most bloated, insane file you've ever seen. It was absolutely nuts. I'm like, how does this thing even run? But then then you start wondering. It's like, well, the data architecture itself is actually pretty solid. And you see more and more applications being built out using the API instead of
Yeah.
using the core PHP and Perl backend that this thing was built on. Your discovery service gets moved over somewhere else, that's indexed and done somewhere else. That's a completely
Right.
different animal. Does taking that load off make it viable? I mean, it's a question I have to answer, so.
Right.
You want to hear something fun from today?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so we went live with Aspen about 3 weeks ago. It's going well. We actually really love it. I love the fact that we can actually like identify. It's infinitely better. What are you laughing at, Laurelie? It's
Just have a
infinitely.
feeling I know what might be
Oh,
coming.
you know the story, yeah. It's infinitely better than what we had before, and such that it's actually a lot of work because my response to people isn't just no, we can't fix that. It's on the vendor anymore. We can actually do something about things.
Right.
But today, who brought this up? Was it Amy or you, Laurelie? I think somebody in a survey responded. I'm hoping it was somebody in internal. this is amazing. Where did the oh, there's the general. Right. So, Wendy Stevens, author of a children's board book, Bigfoot and Friends, Believe in Yourself! Exclamation mark. If you clicked on her name, the authority, there's no Wikipedia page for her, but a Wendy Stevens was a victim of the Green River Killer, and it redirected. So this like children's book, the author for this children's book, Bigfoot and Friends, Believe in Yourself, brought up a Wikipedia page for the Green River Killer. It
Oh my
came,
goodness.
it, I just still can't. I'm gonna drop this in the chat. Can I send a picture? Yeah.
Yeah.
I it's this 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 has my with my dark sense of humor, this is the I've been barely able to stop laughing all day. So I
Well,
really, 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 really wish somebody from Nashville was here for this because okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to tell somebody else today because it's I will probably be telling people about this for a hot minute.
I don't know if anybody from Nashville will be able to join us today, but
Man.
I did want to, James had asked about our pick list report that we built for Folio, and the Jira that I have written up, the feature request of how to how we would want it to live in Folio natively. So I was just going to do a quick share, excuse me, of how our report looks, and then what that might look in Folio proper, and then get some feedback. It's unfortunate that Nashville is James isn't here to give feedback on that. So without further ado.
Can you do a just a really quick piece of housekeeping? I'm not seeing the PubLib channel. Did it change names?
No, in Slack.
Okay, I yeah, it was just not showing up. I searched for it and then it like appeared in my star. Sorry, guys.
Oh, whew.
Yeah, that was like
Geez,
that's
don't do
not
that to me, David. Come
yeah,
on.
man. Sorry, dude.
That's okay.
This was just Slack being weird, I
Okay, gotta
think.
go take my Vicodin and then come back.
Oh,
calm my nerves. Okay. Now that that panic attack has passed, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. One of these here. Here we go. So this is what our pick list report looks like in our internal dashboard, our staff dashboard for various connections to all of our different reporting catalogs, tools, workarounds, statistical collections, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so the basics is you select your pickup location, submit, you get a nice, pretty rendered list. You can choose what columns are most applicable for your workflow. For the school district, they use call number prefix to genrefy their collections. And so that's important for them. And then the other is the ability to print and render simply. So on a tablet, looks great. You can scroll through, sort by call number or material type is the two that our staff use the most. Grab it as you go and put it on the cart. The other is some staff like to, oh, you know what? I am so sorry.
I was about
This
to
whole
ask, are you
time,
sharing your screen? Am I supposed to be looking at the
right?
screenshots from the Slack?
Yep.
Sorry.
Nope. It's that extra button that says share. Am
I
I
do that
sharing
all
the
constantly. Lorelei
right?
can tell you, I'm sure.
So now can you see the dashboard?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So simply put, yeah, no screenshots. My apologies. Selected. I'm used to Teams where you share and then click the screen and it's just like, you're sharing now. Sure hope that's what you meant. Not Zoom that's courteous enough to do a double check. So, it's a simple report. There's an endpoint in Folio already that supports the pick list. And so it's easy to grab that API and just get the data you want. Column visibility, I had mentioned the schools use call number prefix to genrefy. And then you can walk around on the tablet, grab these items by we sort by material type is how we sort, our branches. And then there's multi-sort, so you can sort by material type and then call number, which is how they use it primarily. And then the other is being able to print it, because some librarians or staff still love the texture of pen and paper. And so they'll print that out, walk around the branch, check them off as they go. And then this has already been run today. So we're looking at 74 within the last 90 minutes of new requests for Central. And sometimes, depending on flow, staff availability, they'll run this multiple times a day. So this is the basic. I think that every library that deals with high volume request management would agree that this is sufficient for their pick list processing.
The fact that you can't actually export it as Excel, so they can break it up, because at Maine, we have like 10 people floating around the building from one list at a time that their
Sure.
manager's breaking up for them. They have to have paper.
Gotcha. That
But
makes
if you were not
sense.
using, you're in a branch. Let's say you're in a branch, and actually you only have like 12 items to pick, and you decide that yes, using a tablet works for you. How do you mark them off?
So there's no checkbox for it of yes,
Okay.
I've gathered this. And there's no, so that's, I was reflecting on how Carl Connect staff does it. That's what James had shared. And Carl has an intermediary status, item status of, I don't remember what it is off the top of my head, I'm sorry, of essentially, I have put it on the cart from the shelf, that it
I'd
went
say it'd
from
be
being.
awesome if you could just like check it in.
Yes. So,
That would actually put it in transit to a specific location to fill a hold.
yes. And I was looking at that. I had initially at one point in time in the long ago days scoped this tool to have a similar functionality of being able to, this is going to another branch, and so you can mark it as check-in, for an equipping like a cart with a receipt printer with a tablet, basically a mobile pick list part cart. And in our particular circumstances, you can't have a page do a union protected job role. And so item transformation, anything that triggers a circulation,
Oh, yeah.
is considered a union. So at my particular institution, they said, wow, this is a great idea, but we're going to make you bury this. So it's, somewhere in my archive of dreams. But in, so for our primary worst use case, it's you can send a page out. Some of them are volunteers, some of them are interns, some of them are paid. And you can send them out with a printed piece of paper or a tablet, and they can go grab the shelves or weed or anything else, put it on a cart where then a union staff member can take action on it. So on the basis of this being the basic basis of how would we do this, I have a mock-up, and I can zoom this in a little bit closer. But the idea is in, let me bring up our Folio UI in snapshot. Swing it over here. Hopefully, you guys can still see this.
Yep.
Perfect. And that we go to our, this is going to be in a different language for right now, but we're going to go to our requests app because I'm not the only person signed into it. And right here, they have these options of the hold shelf clearance list for the particular service point you're dealing with, or the print slips. And this is the current MO in Folio, unless the institution builds an application like I just showed you, where you click this button and it prints out several receipts with the item information that you then take those little receipts around the branch and go hunt for the items that way. So I think that works well when you're dealing with, a dozen or less or fewer, when you're dealing with 74 in an hour and a half, the volume just doesn't add up. So the idea would be to add an extra option here that would say view pick list. It's one of these tabs. There it is. And so there'd be an extra option to view pick list, and then your rendered result would look just like this. And you would have the option to do a print. You could export to CSV. That's not uncommon in Folio. And since you said it's required for some of your workflow where you have number of staff going in different quadrants of your building, that makes perfect sense to add that. So this is why I'm bringing it to, whoops, this is why I'm bringing it to this group, because I know that Spokane is not the only one with a holds workflow. We can add that in here as a needed function. And but on tablet, you could go around and grab them. There is no, again, there's no actionable thing to do on this report in that you wouldn't be tapping it and saying, check this
Right.
item or trigger
I
or
mean,
mark
frankly,
it
that's
as
why
paged.
paper is still, they can draw a line through it in paper.
Exactly. Yeah.
You
Print is
know,
still king.
you can't hide it even, so I would still think that would actually be the way to go,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
And it might vary. Again, if you're at an institution like our Indian Trail branch, if we did that real quick, I think our Indian Trail branch probably has some of the lowest request numbers. Well, still 39. And so I
What'd you
guess
write
if,
this in? This
go ahead.
is in a browser. What'd you write this in?
So Python is
PHP?
the, yeah,
Python,
Python
okay.
is the back end and PHP for render.
Okay.
You got it. And so Python is, you know, just so easy. I just, you know, I love it. So if you were a branch, like an academic branch, that is maybe dealing with 12 to 24, having this on a tablet view to be able to go around and grab these items off the shelf, without being able to check
Right.
them off, quote unquote, check them off, would be functional as well.
Like to be able to provide both, you know, for the branches that have a lot of paging to do throughout the day, or the staff at Maine who are pulling hundreds and hundreds of items versus the branches that have 12, you know.
Let me add a,
Very cool.
I'm gonna add a note. So I did reach out to the product owner for the requests app, and this is a note from one of my other mockups, about how she would prefer this to be submitted. And I'm pending her feedback. She had some other suggestions for alternative tools that don't quite, in my opinion, don't quite match what we would need in terms of simplicity and high volume. So she and I are negotiating, or not negotiating, we're talking about that. And my hope is that we'll get this submitted as a JIRA, and that maybe she'd be willing to come to one of our public, one of these meetings, and discuss this and what alternative options she might have too. So ability to indicate it's been collected for multi staff workflows. I'll just add a note on that. I'm not right off the top of my head sure how that would work. Only because this is so beautifully simple, because there's an endpoint that already supports r just rendering it, with no actionable thing to do. So this might take some more brain power to flesh that out. So any other thoughts on this? Other opinions? Again, it's too bad James isn't here. Beautiful. Well, in that case, I'm going to say that is good for me to continue to pursue with the requests product owner and see what questions she might have for us. All right. With respect to the agenda, I don't have any product council updates from Lisa today, unfortunately. And so I'm just gonna jump back in. See, this is the part that I would like to start doing next. This is the big lift, actually, is where I start, where we start actually designing these out and mocking these up. Right, we have those things that are partially supported, but most importantly, we have things that are must and none. Must and none. And I would like to, the next big lift is being able to mock these up, define the behaviors, and get them submitted as JIRAs so that it's not just on the gap analysis as, oh, this doesn't work. It's on the gap analysis, and there's a JIRA that supports the rote desired behavior so that these are ready to be picked up by a development team and are ready to rock and roll. So that's going to be the next lift once we get through this document and have this all fleshed out. So for those that are not now, David, I know you've been probably underwater the last 2 weeks with your re recent rollout. Did you have an opportunity to review some of these and eliminate them? Planned. Yep, that was currently planned.
My apologies, I was muted. No, I have not had a chance. Which ones are these? They're just blank.
Yes.
And none.
Yep. So
Okay.
we're
So
actually only
you we should
down
I
to
right.
a handful.
There's one above there. There's another blank none above right there. 31, row 31. I don't know what that's about.
Can renew items during checkout. So I think the idea here was
Yeah,
that.
if the item's already checked out to a person and they bring it in and they're just in checkout, it renews the item.
Yeah, that
Checkout
they'd be able
screen
to
does
renew it.
not display currently checked out items, but there is a link to. Right. So what happens if you scan, if somebody has an item that's currently checked out to them, they bring it in and they wishing to renew it and they scan it in checkout. What happens?
And then so it'll pop up and say this is already checked out to this customer.
Right. It doesn't look to see if it can add checkout time to it.
Correct. So,
That's a
if
must, I think. I think for a lot of libraries, that's a must. Although with
gotcha.
automatic renewals, it seems a little less important, but I don't, yeah.
Thankfully, I'm doing all this based on knowing where this is.
Yeah,
Between
like I mean, I
icons,
was like, your Spanish is great, man.
except I can't remember what my checkout icon looks like. Hey, what luck.
The Evolver.
Yeah,
My favorite Beatles album.
I'm
Sorry.
probably not doing
I'm
anything.
slap happy today, man. After the Green River Killer and Bigfoot, you know.
So yeah, this is the
Okay.
checkout app. I'm gonna do me. I don't know who this person is, but we're gonna try. Okay. Well, this is what I
Don't worry
get
about it
for.
then.
Yeah,
If
so
you can find that out, just to make sure that we understand what it currently does, I mean, then we can spec it out. I just feel like I'm surprised you don't have this. Like, what do you do?
If you have the customer account record up like this, like, oh, I have this book, I want it to be renewed. You can go to the checkout app, scan in the patron barcode, and then click on their open loans. And from here, you can issue a renewal.
Right. There's just a lot of steps to get there.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Yep. And so there is a workflow. It's just not right there where you're
Yeah.
doing a And that's why I was having all that problem because I kept going to the check-in app and not the check-out app. So
Gotcha.
that's on me. So yeah, in when looking at this, we have the checkout screen does not display. So the idea here is that if you would scan that item from the checkout app, it would instead prompt for
Yeah,
prompt
I
for
make that a
renewal.
must. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So let me
I will
add
try
that
to
note.
take a look at these others because I do want to. I actually am going to go back to this list because we've taken some stuff out of here that was no longer relevant, you know? Because we're working on our functional requirements or work. We are beginning our officially beginning the work on an RFP right now. So, exhausting. But, you know, also getting off of Sierra will be amazing. So.
Here we go. So desired behavior. If the item is already checked out to the patron, attempted check out to the same patron would prompt for item renewal.
Right.
Beautiful.
Or just, I mean, I think it's here. I don't think it even prompts it. I think it just checks it out.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a feature that asks that there's a config where you tell it to whether add the circulation. To change the circulation date based, I mean the due date in the circulation row, the circ row, to the number of days in the future from the loan rule, or if
Yes.
you add the number of days to the existing due date.
Yes. So ours is based on,
I would do either.
yeah, we do ours on, this is configurable in Folio, how to handle the
Okay.
renewals. And so I am going to put configurable option for renew prompt versus auto renew.
Is there an auto renewal?
There is one in, it's actually in Jira. And so this
Oh,
feature
okay.
has been defined. It is in draft. So it's not just new, it's actually under review.
Okay.
And so right now the, yeah, you can see there's been a lot of work done on that. And so it's currently in refinement in the RA, the resource access SIG.
Cool.
And they're hopeful, I mean, ambitious to get it released in Umbrella Leaf, which is the next Trillium
Really?
should be
Okay.
this year, and the next year is Umbrella Leaf. So 2027 potentially. This would be a big win for our I know that our patrons would absolutely adore us if we had this
This will
enabled.
be kind of interesting if we're getting into RFPs, responses that a vendor hosting this could say that it's not a feature, but it's actually and actually provided Jira. So, you know, with these vendors, they're like, oh yeah, it's in development. Well, can you provide me evidence of this? No. Are you crazy? You know, they could actually give us a link to a Jira to show how much work has actually been done on something, you know?
Exactly. And that's part of the
So,
goal of what we're doing as the SIG group is to get those on a roadmap.
Right.
You know. And so automatic renewals gonna be there. I was gonna say we chose to extend the due date based on the day of the renewal request, because we found right off the bat when we went live that we're like, oh, you know, just add it to the date. And so someone would take, you know, their standard 3 week checkout and immediately renew it 3 times to get a 9 week checkout.
Yeah, people will do that.
Yep. And so they've, I mean, it was like day two. So the patrons figured out how they're like, great, I'm gonna have to give myself a 3 month checkout period.
Yeah, there's a not a date, a number of days that it has to be checked out in the loan rule in Sierra before it can be renewed. This actually goes back to Millennium too, you know. So like they have to have it checked out X number of days. We just have it set to 1, but you could make it like 14, you know.
Right.
I mean, and that, you know, we're trying to serve I think we are deferring to the person, you know, ownership, right? Is, you know,
Yep.
is possession or whatever, right? They've
Yeah.
already got it checked out, so we're deferring to them. But if a library was more concerned about fulfilling holds, then they could change it to a higher number so that if somebody, unless somebody's watching this day after day and then goes in
Right.
and uses it, right? And I mean, somebody could place a hold on it that gives people time to place a hold before that happens. We just don't do that.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's a we hope that the patron will basically we're giving it to them to manage their time on how
Right.
they want to do that. This is interesting. I had a conversation with the school district on the number of claim returned, and I'm pretty sure this tier exists. I put that note in there last time, super helpful for myself. But this got brought up by the school district of they don't have anybody abusing the claims returned right now because you have to go to a human being, right, and say, hey, I think I lost, I swear I returned this. And so the human element is part of that. I know we talked about that last time as well. But they said, as a just in case, it would be cool if we had a, if there was a ILS policy that could enforce a human written policy, like a board approved policy or what have you. So this has come up recently, and even in our own environment. There, so this one, previous barcodes. This one could be a could or a must. For us, we built a report that just goes back and that looks at the journalized database that we have that staff reference when they're issuing a new barcode. So we had one, a couple of customers who would come in and say, "Oh, I lost my barcode," and they would get a new physical card every single day. And so we built this report, and staff will reference that and go, listen, Joey, we've replaced your barcode yesterday. So we're not going to issue you a new physical barcode. You have to go find your other one."
Interesting.
So we just had, those patrons thought that by changing their barcode, they weren't required to pay their fines. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, like there's I'm sure there's a primary key
Yes, there
that's
is.
attached to not their barcode, man.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, however, there this is planned to do some historical record keeping in the folio record itself so that institutions wouldn't necessarily have to be dependent on the journalized database. Although I would highly recommend it for any and every folio institution to get Meta DB as part of their implementation of folio.
Yeah, this was a I think maybe I added this in there because it came out of I can't remember how I came about this. This was a feature in Wise, actually. So we actually exported the patron records and a list of barcodes separately. And they could only, sometimes we have weird situations where patrons have two barcodes on their record, so they can only load one of them as the active barcode and the other had to become an inactive one. But it
And
was
I think
hand
that's how
that was actually,
fully.
I think that was going to be useful because you could still reference the old barcode without it being active.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And Horizon did something similar
Really?
where,
Okay.
yep, and that's where I think that some parents would actually get second barcodes like for their kids rather than doing associated or proxy borrowing. But that was, I've slept since then. I don't remember. That was that was 7 years ago. So
Right.
it's been a minute. So duplicating staff records, I would love to see this. This does not exist.
Staff can duplicate a patron record using a locally created template to determine which fields are. Yeah, that's something in Sierra. So you like basically you create mom's account and then you just duplicate it and change some stuff for
Gotcha.
junior, you know.
Yep. And go use case. And update for Mom Junior. And then the other, this is a should or could? You think that
Should.
should?
I
I know that
don't think it's a must.
there's lots of other duplicate functions. You know, there's duplicate functions all over Folio. I just there isn't one yet for user records. So family registration provide an easy registration duplication for multiple registrants. That almost sounds like the exact same as the one above.
Yeah, I am taking this out the driver's license.
Would this
This
be?
was written. This is written before we. I'm sorry. Oh, I might be in the wrong row. I'm
No,
sorry.
you're there. Yep, you got it.
Family
You're in the same one.
registration. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Should.
Okay. Is this essentially the same thing up above?
Provides easy registration duplication for multiple registrants from a single household. Copies parent address.
I mean, if
You know what? Somewhat.
yeah, because if you had a
Yeah.
template that was household, called household, that it would just copy things like parent address, then you could duplicate with template. And then, so I'm actually going to add this in here. Duplicate with template. And then additional notes I'm going to add in here of could be for businesses, student, oh my gosh, student, teacher. Oh my goodness gracious, do not judge me, teacher. That was embarrassing. Yeah, where you have a professor who's gonna say, hey, this is my student aide for or aides for the season. They're gonna help me. So just duplicate all of my relative information. So templates are gonna be templates could be for households. Beautiful. And so this second one essentially gets satisfied by the first.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to remove that. Linked accounts. I
I
don't.
just wanted to set that to should because, but I don't think we need any more. And it's interesting because Sierra doesn't really provide anything more than them just sharing a key that you can search if you have it. But really, it's just when you go into the record, you can see there's linked pa record patrons. And you click on it and it just shows everybody that shares that ID, including the record you were just looking at.
Yes, and there are proxy borrowers in Folio. That relationship already exists, but not so far as to summarize fee fines
Yeah.
owed.
Yeah, and this is not like that. And frankly, there's actually linked account functionality in Aspen
Aspen.
that far exceeds anything as far as like usefulness to the customer, what we currently have in Sierra. I'm not even sure if I would call it should. I almost wonder if should be could, but I would leave this to a bunch of other libraries. Like, what do you think?
Right.
Should it do that? Does it mean anything to you to have that?
Yeah, because then the other question, I know if I mean, this goes back to what you just said about Aspen. It primarily depends on your discovery layer. Like what good do you, I guess there would be some uses where a mother comes in and says, hey, how much do my children owe for all their lost books? And rather than going and looking at seven different accounts for, or in my case, eight children, looking at eight different accounts and going, oh yeah, it looks like Joseph, Abby, Joe, Tommy, they all owe, $90 at one glance, as opposed to going into
Right, every
a
single record.
single record.
Like, it would actually need to improve upon the existing functionality of Sierra. For the staff side. That would be, but I don't, I would not, I wouldn't kill an ILS for not having it. I mean,
Right.
you know,
Yeah.
because we don't currently.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and the
The
next one is another one of these "the world has changed" moments.
Oh, right.
We do mobile registration with web forms using the API now, because the Sierra
Exactly.
API fully supports record creation at the with the granularity we require. So,
Yep.
like, I don't know if we remove that or we just leave it as a note that says the like it's, you know, vi possible via, you know, building applications with the API. I don't know. Do we just delete the line, or do we note that it's supported by
Supported.
API? Yeah.
Yep. I think that's the best way to do it. And again, this goes back to what you said, where the world has changed, because when if you were looking at an ILS maybe a decade and a half ago, you would want all of that to be included as the turnkey, right? Where your catalog has the integrated sign up form that has the, you know, but the world has changed. And I'm willing to bet that even if there was that default integration, most institutions probably want it customized to work different anyway. You get that with the
Exactly.
API.
Right. So not only do you delete the line, do you put like "no longer applicable"?
I would say, you know, that we could put partially as supported.
Yeah, okay.
And then here's the note that it's supported via API,
Okay.
you know.
Yeah, it's just no longer a, it's no longer a thing I'm looking for. I'm looking for a system that supports building out such interfaces. So, you know, yeah, and it's, it is going to be totally like, you know, it, these kinds of things are custom from library to library now. So, world's changed, man.
Exactly.
So I don't know, what do we put in that column just for like sorting and viewing purposes?
You could do,
Could.
yeah, could.
I guess it'd be cool if it was in there, but we're not requiring it, and that it's fully
Exactly.
supported by the API. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because this is the other thing is this is a discovery agnostic, right? So unlike when you're buying a Cersei Dynex product, you're getting a catalog that's just tied into the ILS that you have.
Why do these have not have the musts and shoulds and woulds? Did I leave them out or something?
Yeah, we pulled those out of the column so that as a
Okay.
group we could go through and go, hey, times
Okay.
have
Okay.
changed. Is this really
Cool.
necessary for your
This is
public
the
library?
okay. Yeah. So, patron record notes and blocks. I would like a time-based blocks. Like, we could make
Hmm.
it trespass somebody for 1 year.
Yes, we do, so that does exist.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And
So,
that's exactly what we if we go here to my record and we create a block, here's trespass and here's the expiration date.
so what is that, fully or yes?
Yeah, fully.
That's, I mean, that's how, okay, yeah, fully. There we
Fully
go.
supported. You got it.
Cool. That's sweet.
A log of notifications in the patron record. So this is the eventual goal Spokane has of developing a full CRM app. This is one of those, just a constant contact application for. So right now the answer is not just no, but definitely no. Is
Yeah.
but again, the times have changed too, where yes, you might go see that in Horizon if you were using emailed notices. But even at that, we stopped using Horizon's built-in notice sending and just built our own to submit to Patron Point, right? So I don't think that that exists. Or I don't know how different institutions would build that. But there is, oh, actually, I'm going to take a pause. There is a way to review and sort a log of notifications, not on the patron record, but in the circulation log,
Oh,
which I'm trying to remember what the icon looks like.
that's awesome.
Because I don't want to expose any of our stuff. And so if we did, no, this was wiped, of course, last night because it's snapshot. But if there was a notification sent for this, it would pop up here in the circulation log. So you could filter it by,
You can okay, you can filter that. Okay, that
you
was my
got it.
question.
Yep. So we're going to filter it by mini here as the barcode. And oh, look, there it is. There's the hold notice sent.
I think that's a partial.
Yeah, I think that's a.
Because it's log of notifications in the patron record, but it's not like, from the patron record.
Yes, exactly. And
I
if
think
we're.
that's a partially.
Yeah, I think it's a partially, and I think we could put that as a should
Yeah.
because we're thinking again, you and I, David, as like kind of bigger organizations, we have someone on staff that can build an API form. Right, or an API to send to Patron Point or. But there might be a small public library with two nickels to rub together that say, yeah, we got to use the built-in notice function because we can't afford to, pay for Patron Point or something. So in this case, for one of those smaller libraries, this is a should for them and is partially supported, and I'll add a note that can be viewed. Oh my goodness. Viewed and filtered from the circulation log. And then merge is absolutely not supported at all.
Yeah,
Patron records.
that's it. I'm gonna say that's a should, but it's not there. It's not there. I don't think we're not gonna kill something because that's not there.
Yeah. System supports the option to allow staff to view a patron's checkout history. Yep, patrons will be required to opt in or opt out. Items can be purged from the checkout history. Okay, so this is
The staff to view patrons' checkout history. Patrons can be required to opt in and out. Items can be purged from the checkout history after a specific period of time. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure this was actually a staff thing and not the customer side thing and something wasn't. But yeah, we would want to see like a brief. This is not something we currently have. It'd be good if we could see a brief checkout history, but that was not. But that was sort of volatile. You could tell it like after 2 weeks of from the check-in, or just after 2 weeks, it's just gone.
So there is a checkout history, and then there is a loan anonymization. So
Okay.
there is there's but it's not opt in or opt out. It's all or nothing.
Okay.
So, but you can see for us, we want to keep everything forever and always for various analytical purposes. And then if someone comes in and says, "Hey, I have the right to be forgotten," then we handle that. On the individual's basis.
Part should and partially then.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
Home delivery checkout.
Yep.
I think that is supported. We do home delivery. Well, let's define
I
home
have
delivery.
actually configured this to work on
All
the test
right.
system. Yeah. So the holds the how the holds work is another question, but I was able to establish users at so you can is set a delivery type available per patron. And you can set a patron as home or pickup or both. And what I was trying to do is like it's one or the other. And I set it up so that it would I mean, I couldn't make it print anything, but that it would
Sure. Write
I could
everything you
play
needed.
I could place a hold for a patron. It would set it up as a delivery hold, and then when I checked the item in, it was like routing it to them for delivery.
Perfect. Perfect.
I would need to go jump through it again. And I
You're
mean,
right.
again, our bigger problem is
Getting an environment you can play with.
well, you will know the is title level holds with item level paging.
Oh, absolutely supported.
Oh, I thought that wasn't there yet.
It went live in 24 and and Spokane implemented it. You got it. Yeah, title level
Okay,
holds with
so
item level paging.
that's everything. Like that is game changing.
Yeah, so on
You
our catalog.
don't even know.
Yeah, so right here, I'm just going to place a hold right on this item. Sign in as me. Well, this is one of my test accounts. Or I can sign in as one of the schools, and now I'm going to create a page or a title level hold, depends on the item, right? Because there might be an a pageable copy. And so if there's a pageable copy, then it'll just create a page request. If there's nothing, no pageable copies, it will create an item, a title level hold. But
Right, but
then
we still have the problem with holds versus requests and it handling them differently.
nope, it'll do it both.
Oh, it
And
will.
then
Okay.
item level request is still supported. So when we have something like the Economist here, you can select, well, I want this very specific volume,
Right,
and I want
okay.
that to be placed on hold.
But I was thinking that if an item was on the shelf, you couldn't place a hold on it.
Nope, you can do that.
Oh, you can do that.
Yep, it's called a yep.
I thought you had told me that there were like holds and requests were different processes. Like if you placed a hold, you couldn't play a hold, place a hold on something that was on the shelf. Or
So
maybe it was the other way around.
that's what they massaged away, that it's now a it's a title level page. So it pages the
Thank you,
item because
dear
it's
Lord. That's
available.
amazing.
Yep. So 100% this when this went live, we the IT department actually got a letter from the mayor saying thank you for getting this implemented
That's
for Spokane
amazing.
Public Library. Yeah.
Like you don't even know because like our second biggest circulating branch is our home delivery department.
Sure.
If you treat them like they, because they basically are a branch housed at the main library.
And you
And
have a massive collection there where you the predominant amount of available items are there, right?
yeah, they're actually on the shelf, yeah,
Yep.
and I was like, how are we gonna deal make this like these two different things work in this one workflow? That's it.
That's the magic. And I'm 90% sure that it gives preferential requests to the location. So if your pickup location is like homebound and your main branch is there, then as a service point is homebound, location is main branch, and those two are associated with each other. If the pickup is homebound, it will try and page the main branch first. So it's going to give that, oh, you have it on the shelf at your relative close proximity.
And this isn't really homebound. This is just for everybody, right? And
Right, yeah.
if I recall correctly, I even figured out how to scan the item barcode to check it out to the patron with a delivery hold on it.
Beautiful.
But this has been a few years now. This was like jeez, right after we killed Wise.
Yeah, so this is one that desired workflow is 100% supported.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, that's big.
Yeah. And it was an undertaking when we redid our viewfind to get that supported.
But we got the printing problem.
Yeah.
Oh man, so we'll,
So this one that you found is actually fully supported. This would be a must in Foley for home delivery checkout receipt. Right? Because you were able to get it set up.
This.
Patron. So this would be a must for you. Now the next question I have is this home delivery checkout. Next patron in line for hold is identified for checkout on item barcode scan.
Right. So you scan the flow is a hold is placed, it's paged to an item. The item is, checked in or whatever process gets it into the flow that transits it to the department where they do not look up a patron record because you can't. What you have, the information you have available to you is the item barcode, which you scan. It identifies the patron with the hold or the next with the hold on that item or the patron that has the next hold on that title, whatever by whatever means, right? Checks it out
Gotcha.
to them. So it looks up the patron, finds the right patron, checks it out to them, and then it spins out a checkout receipt and a shipping label. That's the addressed where this th thing is going. They can both just come out of the receipt this receipt printer, but that's where it's got to come from.
Gotcha. So I
And
think
nobody else is going to need this but us.
I think that everything that you described is supported,
I think it is, except for the printing.
except which does work. We do have receipt printers connected for our hold slips and stuff, and so but I'm trying to think, you can put the address on the checkout receipt. I'm fairly confident. I would have to look at that. If we look at our settings for old slips, staff slips, and then hold.
I think I actually made this work, dude.
Yeah, I think you had said that. Yeah. Yep, there you go. Address. Yep, you got it. Request delivery address.
Yeah, I spent a couple of hours and I got it working like in really like literally just a couple of hours.
There you go. So that is,
This all looks familiar.
yeah. So that is a fully supported function. Whoops.
I would almost make that could. I put a note over there on the right for required for OCLS.
And fully supported.
Wow. Dude,
Ta-ta-ta-ta.
it's two after one, dude.
Oh yeah, it is. Okay, there you go.
But
Well,
that's a
good.
great note, man, dude, for me, that is an amazing note upon which to end this. What's the next one? Just out of curiosity. This is not related, right? Item selected to fill patron's request based on branch priority. This is holds. It's sort of related. Can you set paging priority by the location that the item is coming from?
I think it does that by default,
Okay, cool.
where it'll try and fill from main if the service point pickup location is associated with main.
Okay, so and then everything else is just like
We'll try our
equally
best.
valued.
Yes, and it
Okay.
doesn't rank from that.
Is it random? Is it
Horizon.
truly random?
I think it is truly random. It was
Okay.
whatever's available. Horizon had comp super complicated rules of where you could put in measurable distance, right?
Oh,
Measured in
wow.
miles. And so we would go, Indian Trail is this far from Hilliard, but it's this far from Shadle, and it would rank based on how far the item had to travel, in miles. And then it was very complicated, and you would set it up once and forget it, and so don't ask me to recreate it. And so, but yeah, if it can't be filled by the closest branch, it then takes a random selection from the others.
Okay, one more because it's blank, 83.
We see default
Request pickup.
locations.
So if somebody
Oh,
is a
yep.
pickup hold in this environment, can we have that? So basically they can't change it. So we don't have people saying, but my pickup branch is X when it was just Y, and
So
so they're not constantly.
staff can change the pickup location on the request itself, or they can change the patron's preferred pickup location on the record.
This is staff requiring staff to mediate changing their preferred location. So they're not going and changing it constantly.
Got changing a user's
The
preferred.
user changing their own preferred location. Like this should be staff mediated.
Gotcha.
Like
Gotcha.
we would have them set that up upon like when they're like registering, but to
Sure.
change it, I would want them because we are going to have people that are just going to change it all the time, and it's going to be a
Right.
problem.
So in our environment, you when they sign up, they set it up, but our viewfind does not give them the option to change it. They can change it
Oh, right.
in.
Well, duh, because this gets into these like it's a new world because we're using a different discovery layer. That's going to be entirely
Exactly.
configurable in there.
You
So,
got it.
not relevant anymore. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Handled by discovery.
Awesome. Okay. I won't make you stay any longer now.
There we
I just
go.
thought I want to go look at the rest of these without having to drag everybody through it. Is it me or did that one below it? Was that. Did that just get blanked out?
No, I don't think so. But there is, I'm pretty sure
I think
this
that's in there.
exists, that there are limits. Let me see, where are the,
I'm pretty sure.
yeah, there are limits in here. I can't loan policies, renewable
Didn't this used to be
request.
just a big flat file?
Oh, you know what? There is. Oh, yeah, it's the circulation rules that are ugly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that in there.
Yeah, we just pretend those don't exist. But there is,
Oh,
now I do recall, yes, there are, it's in the request policies for item type where you can create limits on pickup location, and then there are a number that you can have checked out at a time, not the number of you can have on requests. So
so
this
that's none.
line, yeah, this is not supported.
We
For
limit
requests.
holds because we do delivery.
Right. So this will be a could or must for OCLS.
This is a must for us, but I don't know about whether it is for everybody else. I
Okay.
can't say that's something required for every library. We are that's particular to us and our holds.
Gotcha.
Okay, now I won't make you stay any longer.
Okay, there we go. 6 after 10, my time. Thank you, everybody,
No,
for your
thank
time.
you.
Yeah, appreciate all of your work on this. And yeah, David, if you have a chance to go through and, I mean,
I'm
what are
going
we
to go
down
back
to?
through.
Like 9? So.
Yeah, I'm going to go back through and actually read all these and copy some of this over too, because I'm going to recycle a lot of this and push it back out to our staff and some leadership in some forums to reevaluate if these are required functionalities again. Because
Awesome.
this was 6 years ago, 8 years ago, so
Right. In the long ago days.
Oh man.
Awesome.
Before times. All
Right.
right, dude. Well, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your guys' time. Laura, try to, keep it down next time. Okay. Laura and Rob. All
She's
right.
still here?
She hasn't fallen asleep
Laura
yet.
Lee has been quite
I'm
quiet
here.
over there. Hello.
Hello, I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All
Awesome.
right. Y'all take care. We'll see
All
y'all
right.
soon.
All right. Take
Bye.
care.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.